The scripture text we'll meditate upon today at the funeral for our sister in Christ, Laverne Karstedt, is Romans 14, 7 through 9. If you would like, you certainly may open the Bibles there, the Red Pew Bibles, to page 1010. I'll be reading these few verses. Romans 14, 7 through 9. For none of us lives to himself, and no one dies to himself. For if we live, we live to the Lord. And if we die, we die to the Lord. Therefore, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. For to this end Christ died and rose and lived again, that he might be Lord of both the dead and the living. May God bless his word to us. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for your words. They are precious to us. They are very relevant for this situation. Help us to understand, to be able to receive the truth and comfort and wisdom, and give us faith to believe. In Jesus' name, amen. Other friends and family, members of our congregation, what is your only comfort in life and in death? We are saddened when a death occurs, especially of a loved one, a friend, and questions come to us, ultimate questions of the meaning of life and death. And that question, what is your only comfort in life and in death, is one of those questions that these questions are always there in the back of our minds, but we don't often focus upon them until a situation happens where we have to focus upon them. Laverne asked and answered that question throughout her life. What is your only comfort in life and in death? Our scripture, along with others, gives the answer to that question. The comfort is that I belong to my faithful Savior, Jesus Christ. I belong to the Lord. That's my comfort, that I'm not my own, but I belong to the Lord. That's the comfort for the Christian today. So let's look at that through these verses, what it means to belong to the Lord. In verse 7, we see that what it means is that if we belong to someone else, we don't belong to ourselves. We are not our own. We are not our own. For none of us lives to himself, and no one dies to himself, says the text. Our life is not our own. And that's exactly opposite to most of the mottos and slogans in our culture today. Our culture says life is short. Play hard. Be all you can be. Work as hard as you can to develop your own self-esteem and self-potential, and your body is your own. Take it back. Do what you can for yourself. Love yourself first, and then you'll be able to love others. And we can go on and on with all sorts of slogans and sayings that we hear around us. And at the bottom, every one of them says, you belong to yourself. You're in control. You're the master of your own life. You are your own Lord. The Bible says something different. Very different. The Bible says we are to deny ourselves, to take up our cross and follow Christ, who denied himself and came from heaven to earth. He didn't have to, but he wanted to out of his love for us. We are not our own. And yet so often in our culture, and we ourselves struggle with wanting to have our feet on both sides of the fence. We want those guarantees and protections that God says will come to us, eternal life and joy and peace and happiness, but we also want to command our own life our own way and set our own rules. You can't have it both ways. You either belong to the Lord or you don't. God says our life is not our own. The Christian does not live unto themselves. But our text goes on. It says, not only is our life not our own, it says our death is not our own. And this is very interesting. Our death is not our own. We don't often think about even being able to control our death or having possession of it, but there's a sense in which we do. Our death is not our own to do with as we please, to decide what we might like to do, aside from what God's Word says. A funeral is not an occasion to glorify ourselves, to worship us, or to pray for us or to us after we have died. And we pray to God for those who are still living on this earth. And we thank God for the wonderful memories and gift of the person who has passed on. But our death is not our own. It's not for us. The traditions that we have and the gatherings that we do on the events of a death should not only focus then upon remembrances. That's a very important part of it. It's good. We've shared stories and remembrances already, and we will do that some more today and in coming days. That's important and appropriate. But the dying process itself is not our own. It's not meant to glorify ourselves. Whatever good that we have is the good that God has given unto us. So we return thanks to Him for that. We are not our own. If we're not our own, then whose are we? The second thing in our text that we see in verse 8 is we are the Lord's. We are the Lord's. We're not our own, but we are the Lord's. The Christian belongs to the Lord. Romans 14 verse 8 said, if we live, we live to the Lord. If we die, we die to the Lord. Therefore, whether we live or die, either way, we are the Lord's. Our life is the Lord's. Our goal in life is to glorify the Lord. That's why we're here. We want to do His will. What do we think? What do we feel? What do we choose to do? We want to do what pleases God. We live to Him, to the Lord. Why? Why do we have to obey God? Why do we have to follow the Bible and believe that every word in the Bible is perfect and there's no errors in it? Why does that matter? Because Jesus is not the man upstairs. He's the Lord. And what does the word Lord mean? It means master, owner, creator of heaven and earth. He owns me. He's created me. He knows how I tick, how I work, and He shows me the right way. And He has a right to do that. And so we honor Him. Our life is the Lord's, but also our death is the Lord's. The rule that guides us, the perspective that guides us in our life and in our death is to make sure we're following King Jesus, our Lord. And so as one pastor wrote, reflecting on this, if God would choose to extend our life many years in continual sorrows and miseries, we're not to seek to get out of this life before our time. But if He should suddenly call us out of this world in the flower of our age, we ought ever to be ready for that departure. Some people live to age 12 before they die. Some people live to 82. We don't know what the age will be for us, for anyone. Some people die in their sleep. Others die a very slow and painful death. We don't know what is around the corner. Not a single one of us knows, and not a single one of us can choose exactly how our death will come. But what we do know is that the day of our death is in the Lord's hands, for we die to the Lord. That day is in the Lord's hands, just like this day is in the Lord's hands. Just like Saturday, when Laverne died, was in the Lord's hands. And so as a Christian, though we struggle with worry and worry about the end of life and what it will mean for us and for those who are left behind, we do not need to worry because we are to die to the Lord. We belong to the Lord. We place our life under the shadow of His almighty wings. We submit to His will. People talk about dying with dignity. The Bible would tell us that dying with dignity means to die for the one deity, the one true God of heaven and earth, unto His glory and His honor, for He redeemed us. We obey Him. We don't seek to get out of this world, no matter how miserable it is, through suicide or euthanasia or such things. These aren't options for us as a Christian. Even in our death, we testify, the Lord owns me. I don't have a right to be happy. I belong to the Lord, and whatever He sends to me, whatever pain or tragedy or happiness or joy, I belong to Him. I belong to Him. And so we don't gripe and complain about all the parts of our body that don't work anymore like they used to. But we live and we die to the Lord. That's how you can show that you belong to the Lord. Even when we can't communicate anymore, as sometimes happens as a person grows old, depending on what their disease is, they can't communicate very well anymore in the normal ways. They can still communicate often through the blink of an eye, a crack of a smile, a tear in the eye. That they know the Lord Jesus. They've heard what you've said. They've prayed the prayer to the Lord with you. Are you prepared? Every one of us is dying today. Are we prepared to die to the Lord? This is what God calls us to do. The last thing we see in our text is we're not our own as a Christian, but instead we are the Lord's. And then we are told lastly why we belong to the Lord. Why is it that we can have this blessing? Verse 9 said, "For to this end," this is the reason, "Christ died and rose and lived again, so that He might be the Lord of both the dead and the living." You see, for the Christian, our whole relationship to life and death and living and dying is changed because of Christ and what He has gone through. He went through death for us. He conquered it for us in His death on the cross. And He rose again as the victor, triumphant over death. Death is still not a good thing for us. It is painful. Sin brought that death into the world. Every time we die, we're reminded of that fact that God takes sin seriously. But as the Christian, we can face death with eyes full of tears, but heads lifted up high, looking for the very one who will return and come from heaven, our Lord Jesus. We belong to the Lord because Christ died. In the last book of the Bible, in the book of Revelation, we read that Jesus is the King even over death. In Revelation 1, verse 18, Jesus says, "I am He who lives and was dead, and behold, I'm alive forevermore. Amen. I have the keys of Hades and of death." Jesus is King of life and of death. We cannot escape the fact that Jesus is King. Now, there's a whole lot of people in the world who don't believe Jesus is King, who don't worship Him and love Him as their King. Maybe you're one of those people today. I don't know. But what I do know is that Jesus is still King. And one day we will die and we will meet Him. And you will have to submit to Him. But will you submit to Him as your Lord and Savior or only as the judge? Jesus knows whether you belong to Him. If you belong to Him in this life, you will belong to Him in that day. If you do not belong to Him in this life, you will not belong to Him in that day. And so now is the day of salvation, for faith, repentance, to receive God's forgiveness and trust in Him as your King. For the believer, the fact that we can't escape Jesus being our King, that's a comfort for the believer. Because that means even my death, though difficult and painful, is not an impossible gap created between me and God, because neither death nor life can separate me from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I belong to the Lord because of that death and life of Christ. As the book of Hebrews says, instructing us on the comfort we have, knowing that Christ is alive in heaven right now, it says Jesus is able to save to the very end all those who come to God through Him, since He is always living to make intercession for us. He's there to pray for us. And so we pray to Him. He's always there. Laverne loved to listen to the hymns of the Christian faith. And one of those hymns that she loved was How Great Thou Art. And that hymn summarizes this scripture very beautifully. Why is it I can have comfort in life and in death? Because this life and death isn't about me. It's about me loving the Lord who created me, who gave me a few years of life in this world to touch other people's lives and call them also to love and worship my Lord, who has made this amazing and awesome creation. How great thou art. I'm amazed as I consider the works of your hands. How great thou art, belonging to the Lord. That's our comfort today. Amen. Let's pray. Almighty and most merciful God, you are the comfort of the sorrowful, the support of the weary. You do not delight in grieving or afflicting the children of men. And so we pray that you would look down in tender love and pity upon your servants in this bereaved household whose joy has been turned into mourning. Be pleased to uphold, strengthen, and comfort them according to the multitude of your mercies, so that they may not faint under your fatherly chastening, but may find in you their strength and refuge through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.